In a world full of distractions and temptations, how can we protect our souls? The answer might be simpler than you think. Let me tell you a story that reveals the immense power of even the smallest devotion to Our Lady. Stay tuned.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're excited to have you with us. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede in powerful ways today. Join us as we share new videos and shorts 5 days a week, diving into the extraordinary life and miracles of this beloved saint. Discover how Padre Pio's legacy can touch your life and the lives of your loved ones. Subscribe now and let's embark on this spiritual journey together. And now to today's story. As we reach the end of October, the month dedicated to the Most Holy Rosary, I thought it would be fitting to close with a story about a young man who was saved from hell through his devotion to Our Lady. Though the story I'm about to share comes from St. Alphonsus Liguori's book, The Glories of Mary, Padre Pio himself often spoke about the power of the Rosary and Our Lady's intercession. But before we dive into today's story, let me first tell you about a beautiful devotion known as the Three Hail Marys Pledge. This devotion was revealed by Our Lady to Saint Mechthilde in the 13th century, with the promise of a good death for those who are faithful to it every day. The practice is simple. Each morning or evening, recite three Hail Marys in honor of Our Lady's three great privileges, and conclude with this short invocation. O my Mother, preserve me this day or night from mortal sin. Our Lady explained each Hail Mary as follows. The first Hail Mary will be in honor of God the Father, whose omnipotence raised my soul so high above every other creature that after God, I have the greatest power in heaven and on earth. In the hour of your death, I will use that power of God the Father to keep any hostile power far from you. The second Hail Mary will be said in honor of the Son of God, who communicated his inscrutable wisdom to me. In the hour of your death, I will fill your soul with the light of that wisdom, so that all the darkness of ignorance and error will be dispelled. The third Hail Mary will be in honor of God the Holy Ghost, who filled my soul with the sweetness of his love and tenderness and mercy. In your last hour, I will then change the bitterness of death into divine sweetness and delight. Now that you know about this beautiful pledge, let me share a story that shows how Mary, even through the smallest devotions, can save souls from the fires of hell. Listen to this. In 1604, in a city in Flanders, today's northern Belgium, there lived two young students who, instead of dedicating themselves to their studies, indulged in a life of vice. One night, they went to the house of a woman of ill fame. After some time, one of the students, named Richard, decided to leave and head back home, while the other stayed behind. When Richard arrived home, he was getting ready for bed when he remembered that he had not recited his usual Hail Marys that day. Though he was exhausted and half asleep, he forced himself and said them quickly, without much devotion, before finally going to bed. As soon as he had fallen asleep, a loud knock startled him awake. Before Richard could get to the door, his companion appeared before him. But his appearance was now terrifying. His face was twisted and ghastly. Shocked, Richard asked, "Who are you?" "Do you not know me?" the other replied. "But what has so changed you? You seem like a demon," Richard exclaimed. "Alas," the figure responded, "I am damned." Richard asked, "How can this be?" His companion explained, "When I left that infamous house, a devil attacked me and strangled me. My body now lies in the middle of the street, and my soul is in hell. The same fate would have been yours, but the Blessed Virgin saved you on account of the few Hail Marys you prayed in her honor. Take heed of this warning. The Mother of God sends it to you through me." Then, opening his cloak, the figure revealed his body engulfed in flames and serpents before disappearing completely. Overcome with emotion, Richard burst into tears and threw himself on the ground, thanking Mary for saving him. As he lay there, thinking about changing his life, he heard the matin bells ringing from a nearby Franciscan monastery. "It is there," he exclaimed, "that God calls me to do penance." Immediately, Richard went to the monastery and begged the friars to take him in. At first, they hesitated because they knew how sinful his life had been. But after hearing his story and seeing his genuine tears, two of the fathers went into the street and found the body of his companion just as Richard had described, strangled and blackened like coal. Richard was accepted into the monastery, and from that moment he led an exemplary life. He went on to preach the faith in India and later in Japan, where he was martyred for Jesus Christ, burned alive for his faith. End of story. In conclusion, if three simple Hail Marys each day can bring such protection and grace, imagine what a daily 5 decades of the Most Holy Rosary can do. As Our Lady requested at Fatima, let us commit to praying the Rosary every day. It's not only a source of personal grace, but as Padre Pio said, a weapon for these times. Thank you so much for watching. Your support means the world to us. If you enjoyed this video, please like it and share it with your friends. This simple action helps our channel grow and reach more people who love Padre Pio as much as you do. We have more inspiring Padre Pio stories and reflections waiting for you. Check out the specially recommended videos on the end screen or click the links in the description below for a full selection of great content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist. And don't forget, you can also enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. The link is in the description below. Thank you for being a part of our community, and stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.